Hello, everybody. My name is Steve Jurek, and I'm here outside the studio in Austin, Texas, for the 2018 Bestie Awards. Are you ready? The excitement on the red carpet is palpable. We see Sandro, who are you wearing? Who's your main? Andy Samberg. Any rumors of Akuma coming to Brooklyn Nine-Nine? That's okay. We'll catch up later. There's so much going on out here. We're going to take it down right now to the award ceremony. You are watching Best of Five, the 2018 Bestie Awards.
Yeah, that shit all day.
Oh, this is so good.
My God.
Hello and welcome
to
the 2018 Besties. We didn't bother to put the camera straight. Yes, the 2018 Besties. We know it's 2019. We don't care. We're going to be talking about the best moments, best game, best player, worst moment, worst stream moment. We got all kinds of fun categories here.
There's some crazy ones
at
in there.
At the, if I'm not mistaken, second annual Bestie Awards.
Yep.
We got the No Tie Boys here in the studio, and we got the Tie Boys joining us via Skype. We have none other than red carpet correspondent Steve and King Offsuit Jurek, who's still there. Steve, feel free to come in and join us in the studio or, you know, leave the red carpet. And we have...
I like it here. I like it behind the bushes.
It does look like a cozy spot. And we have Event Hub's finest, John Velociraptor Guerrero, also wearing a tie. Hey, John, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? I was having like a kind of a shit day until about 30 seconds ago. I don't know. Have you guys seen? Did you guys see all that, or is that all Elon's doing? And weird, because I'm just seeing it for the first time.
I got a taste of it, but yeah, Elon has been putting in some extra work. He was like, "Find me Video Hive's best awards show gimmick video," and I'm about to go hard. Elon,
yeah,
talk to the people.
Hi.
Thank you, Elon. That's Elon. He's here in the studio with us. Once again, you are watching the 2018 Besties. Is this the second one?
Second one.
Yes.
Now, before we get into a couple of stats, we're really excited. We're pleased as punch that you guys participated at home. Steve, do you have some stats on that?
Yeah. We took the ballot to the people. We asked you in 10 different categories. Your favorite player of the year, the rising star of the year, so many categories. We had an insane amount of votes come in. We had over 7 times the votes this year than we did for last year's award. So thank you to everyone who participated, everyone who made their voice heard. We hope you enjoyed the show tonight.
All right. I think we should get to it. Elon, remind me, are we going by the order here as presented on the document?
On the document,
the Google document. So what we're going to do is we're going to play you the nominees, and then we'll go around the horn here and tell you who the winner is. Actually, I think it'll be Steve because he's the only one that knows. Why don't you kick us off, Elon?
I mean, yeah, we literally don't know.
Yeah, I have.
It's exciting.
Do you know the results, right, Steve?
I have the envelopes.
You have the envelopes.
Envelope,
so I guess you're going to be the honorary revealer of the winner, and the rest of us will just be providing commentary, and we'll be along for the ride. So, without further ado, can we get the first category, best match? There is music playing, John.
Hoping I'm not.
Do not test her. That jump M.
Well, he held up in time. Are you serious? You reacted to that.
Oh my God! Doichi playing out of his mind.
Feints him, gets him with the command, proximity unblockable.
Oh, he might be able to fall this down.
Oh, 5D threw it!
God. He just used the invulnerability on 5D.
And he gets another counter hit.
Counter hit, push, guaranteed follow-up.
Majin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he ducks it. He still gets Oh, yeah!
Ducks in. Pressure. Plus again. Another jump
in. Dominic's not ready for the jump in. He's blocking all of this.
Oh, my God. Dagger playing out of mind. What the
cover? Dagger Armo in a close.
Before we reveal who won for best match of the year, thoughts. It's a tight category.
It was
there.
A tight category for sure. It was one of those years where we had a lot of big games kind of come out and have their big year. And so in every single one of those games, it really felt like we had a huge moment that defined it. And it's going to be a tough call here.
Yeah. You know, one thing I'm noticing, though, is when you think back, it's really pretty pessimistic. But when you watch the best moments in aggregate, something like that, you're like, damn, dude, we're spoiled as fans and viewers of this medium here in the FGC. And there's certainly some good contenders there. John, do you have an opinion on the nominees for best match of 2018?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I think that there might be a right answer, and that would be the Leffen Goichi match. But my heart really wants, just watching those little sequences, my heart, like the hair on the back of my arm stood up seeing the Daigo come back. Just, and it's probably because I'm just, you know, Daigo fanboy, yeah, whatever, but the storied ass, shut up, Mike, his storied history, where he does like these amazing things, and like in Street Fighter V, he hasn't really done it. And so it was like this cool little narrative thing, like maybe Daigo's back a little bit. I don't know. I would go with that.
So my favorite part is that there are so many great matches out there. Our Fighters on Reddit had a ballot for best match of the year. Their winner wasn't I love this Bush shot.
I bet you do. Go on with what you were saying, you vulgar son of a gun.
But their best match wasn't even nominated. That was the Pecco's Dimeback match from the Tekken World Tour Finals, which was insane. It just goes to show you how many great matches there were throughout the year across so many different games.
But we only have one winner of the 2018 bestie for best match of 2018.
I don't know.
Steve, what you got for us, pal?
The winner is, the bestie goes to, Lil Majin versus
Oldbridge.
Whoa! 37% of those votes.
A reverse sweep.
This was an insane moment. This was definitely America coming out in this game where people thought it might not really be possible. And they were like, if it is possible, it's one of, you know, these, this guy or this guy. It wasn't Lil Majin, that's for sure. But he made sure to prove that it could be him. What a match that was.
That's awesome. I'm surprised not that it's that match, but that it's, you have Street Fighter, you have Dragon Balls, you have Tekken, and that a Tekken match won is what I'm a little bit surprised by. But that's awesome. That's great. I guess we have a lot of Tekken fans.
Tekken's been gaining ground. It's earned it. The only thing that's happened negative with it is the payouts for the Pro Tour. Yeah, but otherwise, it's a spectator's game in like every sense of the word. So it deserves it.
Moving on to our next category. We talked about the best match. Now we're talking about the best event of 2018. Hit me with those nominees. Okay. That's two of your nominees, CEO and Climax of Night.
Still can't believe it's called Climax of Night.
It's called
Combo Breaker and Evo. They can hear us, right, John? Okay, great. You can hear me, right, in the chat?
The two, arguably two of the biggest events ever. And then two that I was a little surprised to see in the mix. Happily surprised. Strong Style and Silent Power.
This is a good time to remind the viewers how the nomination process was done by people in the Discord, correct?
In the Discord, that's right. If you weren't there, you missed out. We did take the submissions from our Discord that you can join, and we'll put out a link to that here in a sec. And then we put the vote to the people out on Twitter, and we got, as Steve mentioned, the most votes we've ever gotten, 8 times more than we've gotten before, and we're just pleased. So, once again, Steve, any comments on these events? You saw Combo Breaker on there. I know you're a big fan of that
one. You have traditional fighting game tournaments kind of going on, your Evo, CEO, you have Summit Combo Breaker, which become a pen. But I mean, Summit of Power is a totally new style of event. So it's interesting here that we have, you know, grassroots tournaments and then other people coming in. Strong Style was like a Tekken only event, right? I mean, came right in. So it's a very diverse group as opposed to, if we had done this 5 years ago, you know, it would have been five of the same type of hotel tournament. And now it's not like that at all.
Here, riddle me this. Does Evo deserve to win in your mind?
Damn, dog. That's not a riddle.
Wow.
No, well, because here's where I'm coming from. I think that Evo is still the most recognizable of those titles, and so a lot of people, like, it's going to get extra votes just because of its status as Evo. But if you think about it as Evo 2018, and then you put it up against all of these other events that happened, does it still, like, does it stack up, or has it been doing the same thing while everything else has been evolving past it?
Everybody in the chat, or a lot of people in the chat, are saying no, except for Dark Color,
yeah,
says yes.
That's a lot of no's. And so, but I bet you, like, if I had to put my money on it, I bet you Evo wins this.
See, here's the thing. Evo, in terms of sheer number of moments, sheer amount of talent there, it's hard to argue against it.
Right.
But what I'm more in, what I'm interested in is the seeing the rise of an event like Climax of Night, NorCal Strong Style, events focused on scenes that weren't necessarily in the spotlight 2-3 years ago, and now, you know, they have, instead of relying on Evo and being a part of that big stage, they're saying, you know what, we're going to build our own big stage and make the spotlight as bright as possible. You see it in events like Climax of Night, like Strong Style, like Undefeated out in Arizona with the Marvel scene, like Viennality with the NRS games. I think that is the direction we're going to see going forward with a lot of scenes.
Well, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and I still think Evo's going to win this.
All right, well, let's find out. Why make the people wait, Steve? Who
because
won?
Because I like to build drama, that's why.
Who won the 2018 Bestie for Best Event?
Am I getting a drum roll?
All right, damn drum roll.
The Bestie goes to Evo 2018.
Oh, I really didn't think Evo was going to win. Wow.
23% of the votes. What was closest one?
There was actually a
no
next closest
way.
To Climax of Night what? And Combo Breaker wow. tied to the vote.
Wow. Well, that's neat.
Because of the fucking name.
Shout out to NorCal Strong Style.
Because of the name. Because, okay, this is the voting process. Unless you really already had a tournament picked, you went and you looked at that list and you saw Evo and you probably went there, but you might have seen Climax of Night and gone, that's hilarious. I don't even know what game that is, and I'm going to click on that one. And that's why it got second place.
That's not why it got second place.
It was also a great event, but I'm
sure. That's important.
Yeah, you know, we already established that. But this is, I'm saying the process of a lot of the voters, I think, just went through and said Climax of Night, click.
John, did you vote?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I voted too.
Elon, you son of a bitch. All right, we're moving on to a fun category now.
Well, we should at least mention Evo. I mean, right, like, it is...
We should at least mention Evo.
For all, like, I mean, the reason why people want...
Even saying that jokingly?
The reason why people maybe didn't initially think or people didn't vote for Evo is because we've gotten used to it. But the fact of the matter is, Evo is still the event that gets that many eyes on our scene that is dormant for part of the year, at least to the rest of the world.
The event that most lives without
It's the event where all the best players go to. It's the event that... For a lot of these games, not for Tekken specifically, but for some of them is, you know, the culmination of the biggest event of the year or the largest stop on the Pro Tour of the year. It is the most central aspect of what keeps competitive fighting games running. So it's understandable for sure.
It's an event that can somehow have an Abigail in top 8, and yet you still didn't give away a Chun Costume 4. It's that important.
I gave away the whole fucking Chundle this year. So you know what? I'm done.
All right. Any other thoughts on Evo? John, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I'm not super impressed with Evo, you know?
Like, damn, dog.
It's good. It's like, I'm glad it's there, but like a lot of people that I used to go with have stopped going, and it feels just so spread out and such. Oh, for various reasons. But a lot of them are like, I don't like Street Fighter V. And so like the guys that you traditionally hang out at Evo with aren't usually there as much. But I mean, that's just a personal thing. I don't know. I feel like it's fine. It's not worth going after him. It's fine. Maybe Mr. Wizard's just kind of a dick. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Should we talk about Evo Japan right now? Or
might
should
as
we
well just hit it quickly, but then we got to move on because we're in the middle of an award show here. You're in the bushes, man. You still want to segue into this other topic briefly?
I'm in the bushes because I'm an intrepid reporter.
Always knew that.
Well, hit it quick, pal.
All right, it came out that Evo Japan registration, it opened shortly after Christmas, and the numbers that have signed up are nowhere near the numbers that signed up last year. If we have the graphic up to show.
We don't actually have it yet. Stand by.
Okay. But in just to give you an idea, last year there were over 2,200 players registered for Street Fighter V. Now, granted, about 60 to 65% of those players ended up getting disqualified or no-showing because registration is free. But as of now, less than 500 players have signed up for Evo for Street Fighter V at Evo. Guilty Gear is slightly over 100. Blaze Blue is barely over 100. King of Fighters under 100. You know, it's certainly it's a new event. It's in a new location, but I think people are really surprised to see an event with the Evo name on it have so few entrants relative to A, what we saw last year, and B, what we typically see at Evo.
And also based on the fact that we just saw that it won, and Evo, the name is arguably the most important tournament, yet the name alone does not have the clout to keep going. All right. Anything else you'd like to say to detract us from this awesome ride that we're on known as the 2018 Besties? The train keeps moving. We are now going to a fun category. This one is the best pop-off of 2018.
Wow, this is early for such a good category.
Hey, you never know what's coming next. Here we have 2018, pop-off of the year. Your pop-off. Let's help this out. Bringing in the category. Is there music on this one? What's going on? Oh, so you turned it off entirely? Sonic Fox at Combo Breaker. Look at that pop-off. Right on. Smooth Viper. I had to boost this one a bit. You're welcome.
We do want to stay on Twitch.
I also have to bleep this one. Imagine Obama versus Diuna.
Oh man, I think this is the. I think this is it.
You think this one's gonna win?
That was a classic right there.
And the UK pop off.
No. No, because that was gonna. That's no.
You don't like that one? You don't think it'll win?
It's fine. It's good that it happened, but it shouldn't win pop off of the year.
Should Peter Popoff win?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Do you have an opinion on the pop-offs?
If it's not Smooth Viper, it was highway robbery to me. I mean, this guy, the thing I love about his pop-off is that it's MVC2 20 years later, and he's been doing this for 20 years. 20 years! And people are still entertained every time. And this like, I was like, oh, a Smooth Viper pop-off video, maybe it'll be contrived. It was on purpose at some reunion event. No, it was great anyway. It's got to be Smooth Viper. Got to be Smooth Viper.
John?
I mean, sure, it wasn't all that awesome to me, but I see why people like it.
Damn, dog, wet blanket much?
No, but I'm just giving props to where I think they're due. And I think that the general crowd reaction to the was it the Majin Obama one? And Jayuna. I think that one was talked about more.
Oh, so you were just saying the Smooth Viper one is not your favorite pop off.
I don't think it's gonna win.
Okay. Steve, what you got, pal? You know the winner.
In thinking back, this was maybe one where Tweety, his pop off, you know, him going to Sonic Fox, pick someone else. I'm surprised that didn't get a nomination, but you've got some good ones here. You've got some tasty ones. And I really, I'm excited to see who wins, even though I know who wins, but I'm excited for you guys to see who
well,
wins.
Then why don't you hit there us with go. It?
I need a drum roll. And the bestie for best pop off 2018 goes to Smooth Viper. That was the strongest two. It was close. It
the
was
Yipes assist.
Close one between him and Obama. But those two were pretty much running away from the field for most of the voting. So congratulations, yeah. Mr. Viper. You are the king of Marvel 2. and you are the king of pop.
Go back to that graphic, would you, Alon?
There's something oddly special, even though it seems opposite, about popping off on someone who's not there. Goichi popping off on Sonic Fox from Japan. Smooth Viper popping off on Neo across the coast. Beating someone local and then saying you can beat the shit out of someone all the way across the country or the world by some sort of transitive property is hilarious to me. And it's funny every time.
Okay, so. But again, Ilana, I'll bug you with that graphic again. What about this Echo Fox Where You At one?
I voted for that one.
I voted for that one, too.
8.7%.
Not only that, the dude, like, great that he didn't win the event, but it was right after getting dropped by Echo Fox. He's on TV, okay? This is a real platform, and to my knowledge, Rick Fox was not in the building. But I thought that was a ballsy call-out, at least.
Surprise, yeah, it was a story to it. It had a whole story. It was, I mean, so did some of the other ones, but I really like that one.
All right. Any other thoughts on the best pop-off? No highway robbery here. Hope you're pleased with that, Mike. We are now moving on to our next category of the 2018 besties, and that is the best story of 2018. How the hell do you even categorize this? Well, we didn't have to worry about that because our Discord did. Why don't you hit me with the nominees, Alon, for best story of 2018? Jazzy ass tune. The 2018 Best Story of the Year nominees are Daigo vs. Tokido 2, Problem X wins Evo, Sonic Fox wins Esports, USA results at Evo.
The DVT. Tokido cried.
You know what I love about you? This is what I love about the besties is that, you know, like, Daigo vs. Tokido is so long ago, and seeing this category, I was like, oh, wait, that happened this year.
Well, technically not now, last
year,
but you're right.
Shut up. it happened last year, and it was awesome. And all of those were a pretty big deal, I think, at least in the weeks surrounding when they happened.
John, why does it mean so much to you that Tokido cried?
Oh, it doesn't really to me. It's just like that's what people are going to remember. Then that was talked about. That was such a thing. And well, okay, no, I take that back. It does matter to me. There is significance in it. He's like the dude, right? The guy to beat. And then you do Batman Daigo with Time to Prepare, and Daigo just mops him up like he's nothing. Like he just toys around with him almost and just has him whiff like Mr. Miyagi, just like setting Daniel straight.
I'm voting for this one for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And then it broke Tokido. The emotion, it was so true. It was so powerful. That one wins.
Don't make us hold our breath, Steve. Do you need a drum roll?
Of course I need a
different drum roll. Let's do the deserved one.
And the winner.
The Bestie Award for Best Story goes to the U.S. players at Evo.
Oh, okay, I like the pick.
This show.
Dang. Did we open up the voting to overseas fans of the show?
Everyone, the entire world was able to vote. But this was a close one between between them and Sonic Fox winning. But I mean, you had, I had talked about this before when
USA,
it happened.
USA, USA.
Oh, God.
We won again. But next year it's going to be US's performance at the besties.
But seeing Americans make deep runs in games you wouldn't necessarily expect them to make deep runs. What Fame 96 did, what Lost Soul did, what Lil Majin did. Those are games where you would expect Asian players to just dominate hands down. No American making top eight. And yet in all three of those cases, you had those players in winners, you know, making top four, making at least losers finals, if not winners finals.
And Cool Kid in Street Fighter V top eight. I mean, there was a lot of cool ones. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a tremendous year.
All of America needs to get Guile American flag tattoos on their bicep and show up next Evo, all just like going around like this because they're so damn proud of themselves.
Sure, you want me to
like
get,
doing anything.
Some kind of ad instead in that place.
That could be on the other side, yeah.
I voted for Sonic Fox. I thought that was a transcendent moment for the fighting game community, whether you loved it or hated it, whether you cringed or didn't, or, you know, appraised it. It got a lot of eyes on the community as well. Well, I guess it wasn't on TV, but it was viewed by millions of people. And shout outs to furries in particular, but definitely to Sonic.
I want to say that I think Komodo Michi and, you know, not just Daigo versus Tokido, but everything leading up to it is like maybe the most under talked about series of events we've had over the past sort of year.
You mean the badass ad campaign?
They were so exciting. I love the interviews. The matches were the highest level of fighting games possible. And we got stories like Daigo versus Tokido out of it. And I really hope it comes back at some point because it was some of the most fun I've had as a pure spectator in a while.
And it wasn't just Street Fighter. You had that, or it wasn't just Street Fighter V, I should say. You had those stories coming out with Super Turbo. You had those stories.
Gear. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Guilty Gear. Tekken, the whole showdown between Tanaka and Yu Yu. That was tremendous. And that set delivered right down to the wire. It was. I am so excited. And my fingers are crossed that we get something soon about Komodo Michi 3.
Are you guys just articulating without directly saying why the voters are freaking wrong for putting it third place?
No!
Because they're pretty wrong for putting it third place.
I'm sorry.
100%.
I'm not really that sorry, though.
I think, like, any of those top four you could make an argument for.
Yeah, except for the ones that weren't Komodo Michi.
But that was at least three of them. All right. That was the best story. What goes up must come down. For some reason, we have a category for the worst story of 2018.
Yeah, I can't believe this is a category. I'm already nervous. We'll take it.
Do we have a graphic for this? Please,
we got to wait till after. We do have a video, right? All right, Elon, hit us with the nominee video.
This is what gets story. Us banned, is the video for worst story.
2018 worst story of the year nominees are... What we got here? Oh god, infiltration allegations, Dragon Ball FighterZ pulled from events, Street Fighter V ads, Tekken World Tour Finals prize pot.
Oh, let's just skip right to presenting it.
Thank you, Lon, for putting that together for us. Before we find out who won, I don't know if you can call it winning.
who lost the least?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and assume.
Can an award show give, like, is someone going to come accept this? Like, this is like
The worst story, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark and assume that it was infiltration and the allegations surrounding him. And,
well, being an FGC drama show that covers nothing but drama, we have talked about all of these at length.
All right. Can we not do a drum roll for this? No, don't drop.
Can we have like a you lose it, press is right, bah, 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 or something like that?
All right.
Let's just go
the
to
winner,
it.
The winner, as you predicted, the infiltration allegations, quote, won. This one, nearly half the vote. Yeah, let's get that off the screen, please.
That's good.
I did not think this part of the show through. I did not think we were going to be doing all this for it.
We're moving on. Okay. Now, this one I hope is not as awkward as what we just hit. We don't have the worst story. We have the worst stream moment of 2018. Hit us with the nominees, would you, Alon?
I don't know if we're ever going to have another besties.
We're going to have one in the middle of the year.
The worsties.
The worst stream moment, Canada Cup Countdown.
Oh,
Final
that was
Fighters Fiasco. You might have to remind me with that one. That was the dress code. And
I thought Canada
outside.
Cup might have been a best moment.
Those are the only two worst moments of 2018.
Worst stream moments.
Refresh our memories here. Worst stream moments of 2018.
Well, Canada Cup was just like that Keanu Reeves movie Speed, right? I mean, it was hilarious, I thought. I thought it added a lot of intensity to the tournament.
Typically, you want the intensity from the matches and not as an external force.
That might have to be a mainstay of Evo. Like, I don't know.
Arbitrary clock.
Is that going to replace 895?
I don't think so. No, people still say 895.
And then this will get tagged onto it. Is that like the lasting effects of 895? Is that if you screw up again, then they remember it because they get to attach it and then make like.
But
I
have to say, the China tournament was objectively much worse of a tournament.
So remind us some of the particulars of that worst event. Was that the one that had like the dress code, potentially had a dress code, and
and
was
the
it like played outdoors or some shit?
The bigger deal for the tournament itself was that it was one of a couple events that tried to run on PC.
It was like a match an hour. It was insane.
Yeah, and they ended up having to switch back to PS4 mid-tournament because of all the driver issues anytime they tried to get new players up. There were points where it was like 1-2 matches per hour. There were maybe 6 or 7 matches played on stream during the entire day one of pools. It was not a great experience. But Canada Cup, that was something that I don't think we will ever see again.
I don't know. I bet you it'll happen.
Well, they already announced that they're going back to hotels and like regular tournaments because it was such a flop, basically. So.
It blew over, though. It blew over. And it did blow over. I forgot about this last one, but that was way worse.
All right. Well, the worst stream moment or stream occurrence of 2018, if you would, Steve Jurek.
Drum roll, please. The worst he goes to Canada Cup 2018.
Hey, 70% of the vote goes to Canada Cup Gaming.
Yeah.
Doomsday
oh
clock.
Yeah, this is the one where they were making jokes about Lapchi ordering limos for like the pro players to go to the real venue. Oh man, this was wild. This I understand why it won. This was like this tournament that has so much money poured into it, or at least like the owner supposedly, I mean, whatever it is.
It's cryptocurrency though, wasn't it?
And there was the cryptocurrency thing surrounding it, and it just felt like every year of Canada Cup can't avoid some sort of scandal. We've had 895, we've had the timer, we had Quackbot, Quackbot 2, and Quackbot 3. We have something every year to talk about with Canada Cup. And so, you know, it may be the worst stream moment, but it is the worst stream moment closest to our hearts.
They're playing the long game.
And they will probably win again in 2020.
No, they're playing the long game, and they're setting up the redemption arc. And I look forward to what Canada Cup Gaming does to...
If Canada Cup wins best stream moment in 2020, that would be the redemption arc. That would be... I mean, they might win a special award for that one.
All right. Moving on to the... Hey... Rinse that bad taste out of your mouth with the best stream moment of 2018. Nominees, please. And the nominees for the 2018 stream moment of the year are...
What's going on here?
Apology Man Entrance CEO.
Oh, great. No!
This is a classic.
Is that your turn?
Pretty good form.
Incredible form. And the overhead shot.
The Negan reveal at Evo. John was real hot on this one.
I thought it was a good idea, but this doesn't beat that.
Oh, Family Man Sako.
That's cute.
This is the greatest. Oh, my God.
No, people aren't going to vote for it, but they're going to top like they did.
Joker and Smash. What did that happen?
I mean, this is like not as good as Piranha Plant, so. I would have preferred Piranha Plant.
Those were your nominees for the 2018 Stream Moment of the Year. Dude, talking about highway robbery, Sokka doesn't win this. I'm going to be upset.
He's not going to win it.
It's going to be the son of a bitch. Don't even say that.
This one's tough, actually. They're all good. I don't think any one of them jumps out at me, to be honest. So I felt like they were all good moments.
You don't think it tugs at your heartstrings? Sokka
it does, but people aren't going to vote for it. BFGC is soulless. Prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. I hope it's true.
Well, where do you think they voted then? Who
what
do
was
you think
the first
won?
One? First one.
This is a fighting game show, so I doubt it was the Smash one. But
it's the Apology Man entrance at CEO.
Yeah, it's Kazunoko doing that. I think that's what's going to win.
Honestly, I think had it not been for everything that happened with Infiltration, we would have 2 CEO entrances. Honestly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that Val Venus thing was so on point.
We're not going to talk about that, though. It wasn't a nominee, and that name should not be mentioned until he's back in the FGC and he's done something to atone for his sins. All right, the winner for the best stream moment of 2018 is...
And the best he goes to... Sokko!
Yeah!
Oh, it was Sokko. Okay.
With 36, that's good.
Way to go, dude.
This is fun. It's like this guy's this good, and he plays this technical character, and he does all that, and he still has a daughter, and he's a family man.
Way to go. I mean, it really inspires me, of course.
It was inspiring. It showed that Efren should be much better than he is.
Yeah, see me in four, right? Okay. So.
So you said, John, you said that they weren't going to vote for it.
No, I'm glad that proved I'm wrong. No, I'm glad. It's like it gives me a little bit of hope. I'm coming, guys. I'm coming.
Let me see the results again.
It was third. The one I thought was going to win was third. Wow. Joker. I can't believe Joker was up there.
And that was really close to...
I mean, if you were anywhere near Smash Twitter for the Joker thing, it was insane.
Then there's like Persona fans in general,
oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about pure breadth, I mean, Smash is like a little unfair, obviously. But, geez, people were out of their minds for that.
And it came out of freaking nowhere,
too. Yeah, that
too.
Was kind of a...
Yeah, plus there's a lot of weird weeds who watch our show.
That's nice of you to say. We have the next award here, John, is the 3-0 award. Can you tell us about that one?
Oh, yeah. So we are best of five. Mm-hmm. And but, of course, the best you can hope for if you engage in a best of five is a 3-0. And so we've kind of gone through all of our stream monsters. The regular people will come in and watch the show on a weekly basis with us and give us money and such and use our emotes. And we wanted to give the 3-0 award to can I get a drum roll?
Oh, here you go. Drum roll.
Yeah.
The 3-0 award.
This is like what the Carol Burnett award. It goes to Die by Sword for giving us like 3,000 subscriptions and tuning in. And I haven't seen him.
He's not even in the chat.
So I don't know if he's here to receive it. Oh, there he is. And making Die by Sword better. Like, Die by Sword has been a good reason to watch the show. And if you can be a freaking stream monster that is a reason to watch the show, like, you're kind of part of it at that point. Like, good shit, man. So you get the 3-0 award.
Yeah, everyone who doesn't donate as many subscriptions as Die by Sword is officially second tier viewer at this point without the 3-0 award. Oh, so sorry.
Yeah.
Die by Sword tier.
We love all of you, even if you're not subscribed.
Yeah.
I promise.
The fact that there are people out there that support what we do and are entertained by what we do, it just continues to humble me. It continues to amaze and astound me. And it makes me want to make sure that I don't let you guys down from the bushes.
All right, guys.
Nice.
What happened to my arms in that shot?
They've been gone the whole time. So you're making these, and I can see
bring
you
in,
the
dude,
return on
you're,
my
you're
Skype.
All shoulders, bro. That broad chest.
But I can
ears.
See on the thing too that you're like all missing arms and stuff. It's hilarious.
When did I become that girl from Katawa Shoujo?
What were we saying about weeds?
'90s kids get that reference.
So anyway, one last shout out to Die by Sword. We are now down to the last three awards.
The Painter one.
Of the 2018 Besties. We are moving on now to the Rising Star. Hit me with them nominees, Alon. The 2018 Rising Star of the Year. Not sure why Nemo would be on that graphic, as he is not a Rising Star. Hey, here we go. Equinox's Cuddlecore. She was on the show. She was our last show of 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Great guest. Shout out to her. Kaba, you've heard him. You've seen him play. That's Rise's Kaba. NRG Hook Gang God. Now, I'm sure a guy like Mike probably knew him already, but the rest of us learned about him.
No, not really. I mean, this is definitely a group of people who made their mark this year. Kaba probably more so than anyone. Kaba and Cuddlecore have been around, right? I mean, Kaba's been good since Street Fighter V came out. He started as... the first time I heard of him was when Knuckledew said that was his Ryu training partner in Season 1. Cuddlecore has been around the Tekken scene for many years, obviously. Hook Gang played some Guilty Gear, but they all really came into the public spotlight, I think, this year. So it's a good group.
John, who do you think deserves the Rising Star of 2018 Bestie?
I think you can make a good case for Kaba. I think that people are really excited to see Cuddlecore. God, it's hard. This is the one that I didn't have like a clear cut answer for. I've been pretty straightforward with like this should win, blah, 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 in the last ones, and this one I do not have that for. So I'm excited to see. I voted for Cuddlecore, but I won't be surprised if it goes elsewhere as well.
Do you think that the fact that Kaba was really loud and obnoxious early in
people
the year
people are pretty over it? I think. I feel like that was kind of a one-off occurrence.
And CJ Trout's mother had to tell him to shut up.
It all happened at one tournament, and it seems like it stopped being a problem after that. And I think generally, outside of that occurrence, the DR cheering squad is looked at least semi-favorably, and to a lot of people, very favorably.
Now, I don't know if you guys also recently saw a new video put out by Corey Gaming about women in the FGC, talking about the importance of that, and there's been a lot of talk about that in general, welcoming women in, and, you know, we say we are inclusive, and technically we're not, if you look at it, really. Do you think that, as a result, Cuddlecore deserves this one, because she's making not only a rising star, but a rising star against the tide here? Steve, what
it
do you
sounds,
think?
It sounds weird to say it, because it makes it sound like she deserves extra consideration just because she's a woman. She is a fantastic player.
Clutch moments on stream all year, fighting game wise. Yeah, definitely.
You know what she did at E-League, what she did at Combo Breaker 2017, making top eight, coming one win short of doing it again this past year, even in a much, much, much more difficult bracket. And the thing she did at the end of the year once she got signed by Equinox just shows how good she is and how much attention she's getting that she deserves just because of the quality of her play. But the things that Hook did in Dragon Ball Fighter game.
I think he's not getting enough recognition for it. He kind of came out of nowhere. And he won the Summit of Power, which is kind of like almost an unheard of FGC event where we literally threw like 16 of the best players, period, in a room, had them play a million times. And he's the one who came out on top over, you know, maybe the biggest anime legend of all time, Goichi, Sonic Fox, the fighting game player of the year, Kazunoko, you know, all these guys lost to Hook. And he's been that good all year. It wasn't a one-off event. He's one of, you know, the only four players who actually qualified for the Dragon Ball Finals pre-Last Chance qualifier. He was top five at just about everything he entered. And it was all this year.
But he had time to cool off, and he kind of did.
Yeah, he did.
And I think that he has a problem. Like, him trying to win this award, the problem is he did this early in the year. And it's like, you know, it happens in film, too. If your movie comes out just after the Oscars and everyone has to wait, by the time they actually get to voting, you're not in the forefront of their minds anymore. And so you could make a good case for Hook, and especially in a game as competitive as Dragon Ball Fighters, and it's like on a world class level with the Japanese there and everything. But I just think it's like a bad timing for him, so that might cost him.
Do you think
same thing with Kaba too? Because I mean, the way he was going in the middle of the summer, he had those events where like every event he was doing better and better and better, getting all the way up to third place at a premiere. And, you know, and getting top eight at Evo, it was, or no, did he finish ninth at Evo?
I think Mena finished just out of top eight, and Kaba made it in.
But
Kaba also got to appear at Capcom Cup and didn't go 0-2. So
yeah, he got ninth there.
Yeah, he did very well.
So that's why I would argue that his situation is not like Hook Gang God's, because he did it less than a month ago. He got to do another kind of flex, and it might not have been nearly as big as what you were talking about in the middle of the year, but he was there as a reminder.
Do you guys think that the fact that Dragon Ball FighterZ is a dead game will affect Hook Gang God's chances?
Man, why are you even going there?
It's an honest question. It's dead because it got killed.
It's not a dead game. I've said this before. Dragon Ball FighterZ, the importance of the FGC to the Dragon Ball FighterZ scene is not nearly as big as it is to other games, simply because with the Dragon Ball license, that net is so much wider.
Well, I think we got to get into it, Ryan.
And the winner for Best Newcomer of 2018, or Rising Star, what'd you call it?
The Rising Star.
Rising Star of 2018, winner of the bestie is...
And the bestie goes to... Hook Gang God!
Dang, Hook took it. I think it makes sense. I think corrected. If we're looking purely at their accomplishments in their fighting game of choice, it's hard to not pick Hook, who went from basically nothing to... absolute top of his game, number one echelon player, then he did it. I mean, there you go. And he's got a really big stream. He's got a huge following. He's basically a meme. I mean, like everything about Hook. I remember Hook at the start of the year just being a guy where people said his name over and over again because they like saying it. It's and cool that was literally where it started. And he got like 13th at whatever, some winter brawl. I don't know. And here he is in the finals. So shout outs to Hook.
All right. Final thoughts on Rising Star? John, nothing?
I think that I stand totally corrected. I thought people would forget about him. But no, like we established earlier, it's he deserves it. That was a very competitive game, and he did something pretty spectacular. And I'm looking forward to it in 2019, because not dead, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Why are you,
yeah, Steve.
Why are you saying it like I was the one who said it was dead?
Steve, I don't know. Whatever. That was... Moving on. All right. And the next category of the 2018 besties, we're down to our last two categories. Steve, I think I flipped the order here. What are we going with?
You're telling me which one you're going with.
We're going with the best game of 2018.
Best.
That's
game.
A game that came out in 2018, and the category stipulated that we decide who is the best or which is the best. And the nominees are...
There's a game.
There's a game right there. The nominees are Blaze Blue Tag. Dragon
Ball
that's
Fighters, why it's best game and not best fighting game.
Smash Ultimate. That's hurtful. God. That's hurtful to our Smash audience.
Well, it's best game, so Smash can still win.
I think Smash is going to take it.
All right.
I hope it's Dragon Ball.
So the nominees again were BB Tag, Soul Calibur, Smash, and what was the other one? Dragon Ball Fighters.
Yeah.
To me, that seems like a no-brainer, although the fact that Smash is in there kind of throws a curveball because it did have a massive launch. I think it's the best-selling, fastest-selling game, the most pre-ordered game on Switch history. It's clearly beloved by the Smash community.
It's weird to do a best game of the year in the fighting game scene because so often our most popular game didn't come out that year, right? I mean, very often it's still Street Fighter or it's still Tekken, you know? So... It's sometimes it's a year where the best game is going to be a game that is the fourth or fifth most popular game in tournaments. We do have Dragon Ball and Smash, as you mentioned, which are big. And then Soul Calibur and BB Tag are pretty beloved members of their franchises. So,
speaking of beloved members, do you guys remember Soul Calibur having lizard dicks in it?
I do.
That was pretty
That's
popular.
Almost the only thing I remember it for, actually.
Steve?
I think there's a common theme here with the games. And it's about the amount of care and attention given by the developers to the games. I mean, you look at Blaze Blue Tag. It's pretty much a love letter to the Arxis universe. Dragon Ball Fighters is a love letter to one of the most popular animes in the world. Smash being a love letter to gaming as a whole. And then you've got Soul Calibur 6, which is a love letter to 2B's ass. That's all I get.
I think your line That's was funny. However, Steve, what you didn't see happened while you were delivering that hilarious joke about Tubi's ass. Look at the chat.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Die by Sword has given arguably about, 30 subs all at once, and he trumped your.
Is Die by Sword a
30
joke,
subs dude? To celebrate the 3-0 award. Thank you, Die by Sword. We can't really quantify what this is, but we love it, and we love you.
95 total.
Let's get some fucking Daigle claps going on that one. Do you have my feet over there, Lon? Daigle claps on this one, guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Die by Sword just Kanye'd Steve and completely just won up.
I don't want you finish, but I'm about to give 30 subs on your hilarious 2B joke. Whew, it's getting hot in here. Die by Sword, you've bought me a drink. Now you can take me to bed.
Right, what?
Well, we got to move on to actually who won Game of the Year.
Time out. Let's rewind. Let's
do 2B jokes.
Game
of
the Year.
Just because everyone had a
for
good joke, Steve.
Game of the Year. 2018 is...
Can we reconsider what we said, though? Can we reconsider?
Game of
We've lost
the
Steve.
Year.
We've lost Steve.
Game of the year, best new fighting game of the year, I should say, goes to Dragon Ball FighterZ with 46% of the vote.
Some of them results, Elon. There you go. I mean, the overall result, you funny guy. Okay. All right.
This is a game that came out in January and had a pretty strong year the entire year. It was the first game. It's definitely the first anime-type game we've had have any sort of ability of coming close to Street Fighter as far as entrance. It had more than Street Fighter at Evo. It had its own event hosted by the Summit. It was a big deal all year. Obviously, it's a huge IP. It makes sense.
Before it died, it was great. We got some good moments with Hook and God. We have people in the chat saying really they're surprised. Boo, whack, dead game, truly shocking, interesting. You guys are whack. Not us. Y'all could have voted. BB Tag being last is not us. But yeah, it's kind of.
It's me.
For some
I
reason,
didn't
I'm surprised.
BB Tag.
I'm going to say. The game I wanted to vote for, it didn't quite make the cut, and I am dead serious about this, Footsies.
Yeah. Footsies would have been fun.
I love the hell out of some Footsies.
I didn't play it.
Anyhow, it makes sense. It's a game that's like...
didn't play it?
I'd play it.
It came out in January, as you guys said. That's kind of a long time ago. A lot of the steam has gone down, but I mean, it is clearly of the fighting games on that list. The most popular one.
Now, what do you guys think, before we move on to our final award of the evening, pardon me, what do you guys think of Soul Calibur's life cycle and longevity in 2019?
It came out at a bad time.
Outshined by
because people are in like the idea that if you're doing fighting games competitively on that level with that kind of a release that Soul Calibur got, then you're supposed to kind of go into this esports tour, I think, a little bit. And they haven't done that yet. They haven't really had tournaments. And then they got the negative press of having their online be totally whack, people doing lizard dicks and such. And they came dressed to like the nice party wearing the wrong thing. And now we still have to wait like 6 months before they can even start doing the competitive tour. And by then, maybe it's too late, but I'm not going to pass any judgment until they actually get a shot, because they're like, they're just starting in the hole, though. They haven't had a chance to like spread their wings, and they've already got a bunch of dirt on them.
Now, you said outshined by Tekken. Is there a scenario where the Tekken World Tour includes Soul Calibur, and we have a little bit more? You know,
I think it makes some sense. I have no idea, though.
The Capcom Pro Tour would be with Street Fighter V and Marvel Infinite, which of course did not come to pass. RIP, pour one out for Infinite.
I would hope to see it.
Would that boost?
That'd be cool. I think it's a good idea.
I don't know how much it would boost it as much as it's not at this point. It's not as much about having a pro tour as it is about not having a pro tour, because there is that idea, that expectation of a certain level of support. And if you aren't getting that, whether or not it's for the best or not for the game, I don't know what's going on behind me. Things are going crazy on the red carpet.
Don't worry about it, right?
All right. But yeah, if you don't have that level of support, then people are going to assume that you're not taking your game seriously. They're not going to give you the sort of attention and spotlight that the game itself might necessarily
deserve.
Okay,
Steve, but we all heard, we saw the announcement, Harada is moving into some capacity an esports oversight position. What does that spell for Tekken World Tour, Soul Calibur, and the prize pool? Thoughts? The floor's open. I want to hear it.
Well, first off, just to make sure, I know nothing about this, so anything I say is 100% speculation on this. I would hope that there's more attention, or not so much more attention, more money in the prize pool. A lot of people in the chain, higher up than I was, want more money in the prize pool. We'll see if that comes to pass, but I do think it's something that key figures have seen and are aware of, and will they address it? I hope so. I'm not sure.
Let me ask you guys a question. At what point did the competitors in the Tekken World Tour know what the prize pool was going to be? Because I feel like the event maybe inadvertently proved that you don't need the money for the hype and for the viewership and all that stuff and for the high level of competitive play? Or did they see the prize pool and be like, man, what the hell? I'm not competing next year.
Well, the prize pool itself was announced when the tour was announced in early March.
So then what's the big deal?
I think the big deal is you've got to strike that balance. You know, just throwing money at something doesn't necessarily bring hype, doesn't necessarily bring attention. But you still have to support the scene enough where the players involved can say, you know what, this is a worthwhile endeavor. And if you have players not making their flight back, going to the TUWT finals, now to say, should be said that their flights were paid for, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's going to leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. So it's that balancing act about keeping the players happy and, well, how much return are you actually getting? Because you throw $300,000 in the prize pool, you're not necessarily going to get three times the return on that in terms of interest and viewers.
All right. I apologize for taking this off on a tangent there. Shout-outs to Dragon Ball FighterZ for being the winner of the Bestie for 2018 Bestie
Game of the Year.
Yes, John.
I just wanted to say that I don't have the answer to all of that, probably crowdfunding, but I just think that
it's
good that we're upset that the pot is only $25,000. I'm like, I get it, and it's a good fight to fight, but it's nice to know that we're fighting for more than $25,000 at a Tekken event. Like, that's good. So yeah. I mean, if there's
a couple years ago, people would have been so thrilled with that, and then it turned into a big thing fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's hope that we do have a little shot in the arm for that prize pool and another year of incredible action and another year of Steve's impeccable Tekken World Tour coverage. All right, moving on to the final category of our second annual Besties Awards. The final category is Best Player of 2018. And the nominees are...
It's great to me and Don, by the way. We already won. We know we would have won.
One more for the start!
That's it.
Tiger Umehara!
You have it!
He's a potty mouth.
And here it is! Problem X has taken Evolution 2018!
Tsunami Kicks! We have man who won it all with the champion with the here! Panda. Oh, are they going to kiss?
Sonic Fox, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And the man who already won the second most important player of the year award of the year.
What has he got left in the tank?
Tokido!
The fireball, and that's going to do it. He is your NorCal regional.
Yeah, that's like Evo winning. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Dude, you're... Come on.
No,
Daigo feels a little out of place as far as his results throughout his career.
Well, let's start with Daigo.
And
go
his
on.
Results this year go. Daigo is the most famous fighting game player of all time, and he didn't win anything big this year. And I think for a player like Daigo, the expectation is if Daigo is going to be the best, then he needed to have had a monstrous year. And he had a great year. And for any player who wasn't Daigo, you would have said, wow, that's a top player. But for Daigo, this wasn't his player of the year.
If you're a sub to the channel, put a grab in the chat for Daigo and a block for Daigo if you don't agree. And we'll go down the list here. Why don't you think, or why will it be equivalent to Evo winning the best event of the year if Daigo wins this, John?
What?
Why will Daigo winning best player... Block. I see that. Thank you. Why will Daigo winning best player be equivalent to Evo winning best event in the besties of 2018?
Because this will also be based on reputation almost exclusively. There are clearly better answers in terms of like the esports player of the year, especially if we're talking about competitive edge and wowing people. Daigo did zero to wow people. He kind of just did like a little bit below average for Daigo throughout the year. And he still did great, like Mike said, but but he does not. It's just not him this year. I mean, and you can argue, well, he's so esports. He's got so many, you know, ads on his jersey, and he's such a big name, and he does like regular streaming. But he certainly didn't make any waves outside of what's already naturally being made by him because of his history. So same thing with Evo. It's like it wasn't all that much better. It was just Evo, and people might recognize the name and jump to that when they vote. But I think that there are more deserved players this year. And that's coming from a Daigo fanboy-ish type.
And there's one player in particular that I am a little upset didn't make the cutoff. And I was very, very tempted to use my executive power to push him over the edge. But I thought that would be unfair for the people. And that's Nii.
Well, yeah, didn't nominate these people. You nominated these people. So if you're mad in the chat, it's your fault.
Get in our Discord. But
I don't know if I would vote for him as the number one player, because you could make an argument for Tokido. You can make an argument for Sonic Fox. But Nii absolutely dominated.
He barely lost the whole year.
He's not a nominee. We're moving on to the next one, Problem X. I want your thoughts on Problem X, who put one on the big board.
Problem X has been the best player no one's been giving the credit where credit was due for years now. I mean, he has been absolutely amazing since Street Fighter V came out. And he was a Capcom Cup player in Street Fighter IV. And it's taken this guy winning how many events, how many premieres, beating how many Japanese gods to finally get to the point where he wins Evo and finally gets the respect that was due. He's definitely a contender for this award, and it's been a long time coming if he does get it.
Juanelo, what you got, pal?
I agree with what Mike said about Problem X. I don't know that he'll necessarily win, but I think that if he does, that's justice.
Walker, grab in the chat.
I'm going to go ahead and... Well, who else we have real quick? Tokido and...
The other nominees are Problem X, Rank 2, Sonic Fox, and Tokido.
It's like Sonic Fox is kind of like, I think, the go-to right now. I think I actually voted for Problem X. But yeah, I think Sonic Fox had a lot of razzle-dazzle around him, and that was, you know, deserved razzle-dazzle. He's breaking into the rest of the esports community in a way I don't think anyone else is.
Wait till we get to Sonic Fox to get your Sonic Fox hot takes, please.
Going down the list, John. All right, so anyways, I already said my piece on Problem X.
Steve, you got anything you want to say about Problem X?
He's had a chip on his shoulder for a while. You know, not just for him, but for the European players in general, not getting the respect they deserve, and justifiably so. You know, this is a region that still gets slept on. And now that he has his win, I'm glad to see him getting some of the attention that he deserves, some of the attention that that scene deserves, because they've got killers over there.
Next nominee for the Bestie Award for Best Player. John, you ready to hear this one? It's ranked you. He won with Panda. Thoughts?
It was exciting. It's one of those things where he didn't have the yearly presence that a few of these other candidates did. At the same time, to win Tekken World Tour with a character like Panda is just kind of insane. And if we're talking like a pure skill level to weight of accomplishment sort of thing, this could be the accomplishment of the year. Like, no one on earth would have ever thought Panda could beat, you know, Nii and Kudans and all these other guys to win in a tournament where everyone was a god. So it would be a worthy vote.
Steve, give us your take on this as a close follower of the Tekken World Tour.
I think it was arguably one of the best moments of the year. It was one of the best performances of the year individually. But it's hard to put his season, even though he won the championship, it's hard to put his year ahead of Nii and the things he did, basically making grand finals in every tournament except for one the entire season, winning Evo Japan, just, you know, not to take anything away from Rangju, but I feel like this was a bit of recency bias and, you know, recognizing the moment more so than the resume.
Well, we'll let the results speak for themselves. But next, let's talk about Sonic Fox, the man that Republicans hate.
If Sonic Fox doesn't win, it's only because people don't want to see him win again. I mean, if you want to talk about pure objectivity, he did everything, and he did everything again. And it's insane. It makes no sense how good he is at every game. And this was the year where he branched out of being the best at NRS games or small indie games or games that didn't have Japanese players to the year where he said, I'm going to take down Japan and I'm going to do it easily. And he did. So there you go.
Dragon Ball, NRS games. And then this year, I'm excited to see what he does in Smash, believe it or not. He's been hitting it pretty hard. And if he starts taking names in that game.
He's not.
All right. You heard it here.
You can quote me on that.
Yeah, Smash. I don't even think he's going to try that hard. It's a different world. But
The one argument that against Sonic Fox in previous years was, well, he's not playing the games that everybody else is playing. He's not playing the games with the international presence. He did that this year. He won Evo. He's ranked the number one player in the world. Although I think Kazunoko might tip that from him right now, but he's answered all the critics. Yeah.
Sean, what you got, pal? Give me a hot take on Sonic Fox. I know I cut you off earlier. My apologies.
No, yeah. I mean, basically, the same thing that Steve just said. He's the guy on paper that should win it, I think, just because of all he's done across the board. I've heard people make arguments that he's not good in the hardest games to be good in competitively, meaning like there's like a bigger player pool for a game like Street Fighter. And so, but I mean, man, he's so good at seeing the code of games and figuring it out. I don't think it really matters what game he's playing. He's going to be one of, if not the best. His consistency across multiple platforms, just like, yeah. So, I mean, the only thing that I can see stopping him is if, like, too many Republicans are voting.
that is the other part that I don't think we're really touching on, which is the cultural impact of this guy and the ripple effect that he has from the fighting game outward to the general populace. Do you have any opinion on that?
I mean, he's an esports celebrity at this point, and not a lot of fighting game players could say that. And a lot of the ones who could are, you know, old legends of the scene. They're not players that came in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And he is. He's a total esports celebrity. Everyone knows who he is, no matter what game you play. He won, you know, esports player of the year, and you wouldn't have expected a fighting game player to have ever done that in a million years.
Especially because there was big teams from Counter-Strike on there as other nominees, but certainly he...
Now, I mean, that award means nothing compared to this award. So, I mean, clearly.
We all know that. Okay, so the last nominee, and then we will reveal the winner of the 2018 Bestie for Best Player of 2018 and the 2018 Besties for the second annual year in a row. Tokido. He cried at the beginning of the year. He's also one of the greatest all-time fighting game players to ever grace a fight stick. Also a multi-game player back in the day, not as much now. But he definitely put a stamp on 2018 and Street Fighter V. Take it from there, Mike. What you got?
I mean, it's another one of these things where if this wasn't Tokido, you'd be talking about his year insanely. He won several. I think he won multiple premieres. I mean, if he didn't, he won a jillion tournaments this year, and he was top eight in almost every one where he didn't. he was just so good and so consistent. And since the beginning of Street Fighter V, and since he's been playing for, you know, over 10 years. He's just been that good. It's hard to say for a player like Tokido that a year where he didn't win Capcom Cup or he didn't win Evo, that it would be his turn to be player of the year, though, when there's so many years when it would have been him. So it's interesting to see, but his results speak for themselves, and they were, I mean, certainly worthy of being in the category.
John?
He,
Steve?
Yeah. It's insane. He made grand finals of 11 CPT events.
Yeah, I mean, that's just absurd.
It's ridiculous. He didn't win Evo. He didn't win Capcom Cup. But
he's the best outside of that, for sure. Yeah.
Right. It's sort of like, okay, if those are the events, the only events you pay attention to, you might not think that his season was all that great. Sort of the same thing with
me. The Pats when they lost the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, it's yeah.
The 18-1.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't win three premieres in a year and say you had a bad season.
Yeah. So I think Tokido absolutely 100% deserves to be on the ballot, but I don't think that he has the razzle-dazzle around him that Sonic Fox does. If it comes down to that, there are a whole bunch of Street Fighter V lovers that are voting in the pool, then Tokido could win. But I think if you're asking like the entire general FGC population, it's just Sonic Fox is the esports player of the year, recognized by the Game Awards, which look pretty damn legit, you know, and like yep. that kind of stuff catches your eye a little bit more. And Sonic Fox has won in multiple games and all of that, and he's been all over social media, and he's a furry, and he's gay and black, and all of that stuff. It's like he has so many different reasons that people would pay attention to him. So that's what I mean when I say he has the razzle dazzle. So I figure the vote goes ultimately to him. But Tokido, amazing, deserves to be on the ballot. I just don't think he's going to get the publicity that or the public love that Sonic
I like
Fox
how we're
loves.
The only award show that analyzes our own awards before we give them. I think that's amazing, and I'm not being sarcastic.
All right. And the winner for our final bestie of 2018's 2018 besties, best player of the year.
It's going to change a life. To whoever gets this.
And the bestie goes to Echo Fox. Sonic Fox.
52% of the votes.
Hey, well, shout out, dude. This was a great moment. I can't believe when I saw him putting on the...
Even for Sonic, man. This was a crazy year. Yeah. Even for Sonic, who's had 5 crazy years in a row, this was the biggest one yet. And it'll be hard for him to top this in 2019. But if anyone could, it would be him.
I'm going to give him an applause on that one.
Okay. Hey, can I point something out that's actually really fucking funny?
Yes, please.
So I'm going to play the clip here one more time.
Okay.
Notice the dude to the left of Sonic Fox? That was another nominee that like was already standing and
walking
down.
Oh, man. Oh, is it the guy who clowned on fighting games?
I'm not sure. I think it is.
I think that's the guy who said that fighting games weren't high skill. That's so funny.
What are you standing up for? Dang!
Anyway, I noticed that when I was editing and I needed to bring it up.
I appreciate you, Elon.
Let's blow up Tuesday.
Yeah, by the way,
take that.
Elon.
Swiped.
Put all of this together in the span of what, 2 days?
Probably less. I haven't slept in 2 days.
Yeah, so. Alon wins the award for the best year.
Just Alon for all the work you did today, tonight, and last year, and this year to come.
I decline all awards.
You should accept them because you busted your ass. Yeah, I mean, this is just when it looks the best, but all year you've been insane, and you're a major, major part of what we do, and I thank you tremendously.
I decline all compliments.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for joining us for the 2018 Bestie Awards presented to you by Mike Schiller at Das Danke, myself, Efren Salinas at El Lone Star Gamer, John, Velociraptor Guerrero, he writes for EventHubs.com, Steve, Ace King Amsu Jerk, follow him on Twitter to get all the... I understand he's going to be doing stream schedules for Smash this year. How about that?
We'll see.
Elon, what are you on Twitter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so doesn't matter. At doesn't matter. And
at Elon121.
Shout outs to Die by Sword for all the subs. Didn't need to do that, but we appreciate it. We'll take those all day, every day. And the award shows are not over. You might think, I already watched a great award show. Why would I watch another? Well, Ultra Chen is the reason why. And they have categories that we do not have, such as Best Fighting Game Commentator. Ooh, we didn't have that one. We should have. We dropped the ball on that.
We didn't have Best Hair.
They have Best FGC
member. Oh, that's me for y'all
day. The point is, the fun is only beginning for the evening, and you guys should definitely click on over to ultrachen.tv. Thank everybody who watched. We'll be back next week with a regular show. Back to the old routine. Thank you for watching, guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you.